Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie with Parker Binion in Texas. We're doing our program now on Monday, so this is the T3 observations for May 9th of 2011. And welcome, Parker.
Good morning, Terry.
We have, I think, what is going to be a very interesting joint program today. The audio won't be up to snuff, I think, because it turns out the program that we bought to capture off the Skype from two people, I'm in Massachusetts, he's in Texas, didn't work with the modern Skype, and it says it'll take them 2 weeks to fix it. So we're just using a microphone in here, and you may have to turn up your audio or something like that, but that's an unavoidable problem as long as I want to get Parker in here and to talk about the areas of expertise that he's done. He's done a lot of research for me. And some of this research, you know, I look it over and I decide that it's going to go into this T-theory observation and also the upcoming seminar. Main topics that we're going to talk about today in the first audio section, we have the rundown on some of the important topics as an introduction to what we're going to do for the seminar. And it's partly to answer questions that people say, well, what are you going to talk about? And it's a teaser for that particular project. And then in the second audio segment, we're going to go into the charts. As you can see, I now have combined all of my charts into one aggregated chart. And you can, while we're listening to this first segment, you can just scroll through those charts. And I will just tell you that the just to summarize that while you're doing it, that the notes should be somewhat self-explanatory. But in the case of the stock market, I believe that the rally we saw on Friday is phony, and you're going to come up and you're going to go into a selling climax, and it's going to bottom into the May 16th-ish area. And by coincidence, it happens to be our next T3 observation site. It would be the Monday after this Monday. And then we're going to talk about the my pet theory, which is the story that the smart money is all into commodities is about to disintegrate. It started to disintegrate last week when the oil price plunged, and I think it's just going to get worse as it goes along. But it could have some kind of recoveries in here because based on the T for the Tocqueville gold, which is just a proxy for anything that comes out of the ground. And we are seeing, despite PIMCO's prompting that Treasury bonds are complete losers, I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to allow that to stand. And we have the technical argument in the third chart, which is that the bonds are making a new T with a reverse head and shoulders pattern, which you can see. If you know about that, you'll see that in the third chart. And which is the TLT, which is this what we use to as a substitute for VIX is a VUSTX is basically a regular fund that closes at 4 o'clock by Vanguard, which is very respectable. TLT is by Barclays, and also a respected organization, but that's traded during the day. It turns out that they track each other quite well. Okay, but we happen to use TLT because that's what we use in our management program. And let's see, what else the other thing? Oh, then Parker's going to speak on the gold-silver charts, which are the last two. And what we're looking for there is a recovery from a severe sell-off, which completes a top phase. And then when the top phase is completed, then you go down into the a bearish market for commodities based on the third chart in there. Okay, that's... So that's a summary, and you know you can look ahead if you want to. Let me go into the seminar discussion project, which is noted as above. It occurs in September. We have been working. Park and I have been working on a research project, which is progressing along fine, with a target to be able to make the presentation in September. We haven't yet determined everything, but we know what this. I know what the presentation's general emphasis is going to be, and the first priority of that is both of them are relatively new projects. In other words, it's not something that we have in the archives here. They're brand new. We have no plans to make the presentation available in after September. We're not making it available to anybody else who is not an attendee, unless it gets into maybe the latter part of next year. We might make it available, and that's because this is a production of the T-Theory Foundation, and a general philosophy of the T-Theory Foundation is that we are doing educational things, and what they're going to do, appear on our website, and you can get these. But we're not interested in selling anything for more than $100. We're likely to be doing projects at $99, $49. And the two topics that I give, that I'm going to talk about here, they will eventually become available after the seminar. But if you want to go to the seminar where you get it from the horse's mouth and you have a chance to ask questions, that's fine. So that's the story as far as that is concerned. Now, the technology that we're using, T-theory is different than technical analysis, or different than fundamental analysis, and the projections that we're doing will be displayed using a technology which is also different, and that is it's based on a keynote from Apple, and it's run through a high-resolution projector to a screen which is inside a tent to keep the ambient light down, and it's all pre-recorded digitally in a way that lends itself for preservation in digital form. And as you can see from the above description, there's 7 hours of production, and what we're doing is we're trying to map out what the subject material is going to be in those 7 hours. And basically, the first 2 hours are going to be what we call a mystery cycle, which is a cycle that Parker has tracked from the present, going back to 1800. It appears to produce very important lows in the 5 to 10 year type area because it has a variance and so forth. And it describes the high risk areas, high profit areas, and the trading range areas pretty well. It's not anything that is, it's not a cycle, it's not a Martinet Armstrong cycle, it's an original discovery. And we think that the nature of that cycle seems to be similar in the 1900s as the 1800s century. So if you look at the one century versus the other century, the cyclicality, meaning the distance, the time span between bottoms, is roughly on the average is the same, but it has a variance to it. So most of the seminar stuff will be to introduce that and then get into new things that we're working on. In order to decipher that, which is when is the high risk phase end, so that you get it to a bottom, so you can take advantage of the recovery, which is the great advance phase, and then after the advance phase has gone by, what are the tools that you use to go through the trading range period? While there isn't a lot of value in the market, so it just kind of bounces around, and so Parker has invented some indicators to take care of that. And then when that cycle gets to its end point and you start to turn down, you enter this high-risk phase. So that has to be blocked out, but it has to be blocked out to be consistent with the 200-year history. And my friend Peter Eliades has given me the data from 1926 to the present, and we use that envelope, that period, to develop indicators. And Parker will do the research on it, and we're not going to talk about it now, but I have the programs now to do the basically monthly back to 200 years, so I will verify all that, make up the charts for the presentation. And then the Peter Eliades data, which gives daily data, that would probably give us most of the tracking tools that we need to keep track of this. I'm not planning to talk about the 40-year and 80-year cycle per se, except to show how they are integrating themselves to the mystery cycle. And the reason for that is that the 40-year cycles, you're lucky if you've been in this business for 40 years, you're going to see one 40-year cycle. there's nobody who's likely to be alive in the 80 or 90 year cycle because it's just, it exceeds the normal business lifespan of anybody. So those things are kind of important. But from a practical standpoint, seeing what the cycles are over a 5 to 10 year period, this recycle really could be defined as that in any 10 year segment, you have to go through the cycle, okay, because it has a variation. But in 10 years, you can practically guarantee you're going to have to go through it. And that's all we're going to say about that for the present. But they include the most destructive declines, and we're negative on the long-term trajectory of the market. So, you know, when it gangs up on you, it's going to be heavy when it comes down. And when it gangs up, you get very destructive, very scary declines. But if you have the right indicators, which I think we'll have for the seminar, coming out of it is the greatest opportunity because you get the greatest depression. The frustrating part is that after you get the value back up, it'll start to wander. And those tools are very important because you don't want to over-anticipate that it's going to go down necessarily. You know, you're stuck with a case of a trading range, basically. And the trading range tools to make sure that you don't lose money in the trading range, which is the problem. Everybody can make money in a market decline. Everybody can make money in a bull market. But in the trading range, you end up getting confused. That's where you start to lose money. So we have defined, there'll be an overall definition of the mystery cycle, and then there'll be a criteria which helps to define what's the maximum risk period, what's the maximum profitability phase, and then what's the trading range phase. And I think that will take care of... it'll be an assimilation of daily stuff going back to 1926, and on the monthly basis, it'll go back to the pretty good, et cetera. So I think we'll be in pretty good shape on that. Now, as far as the seminar proper, the advanced technology there is, it would be described as something like a slideshow. High resolution projector in a dimmed environment inside of a tent with pre-recorded audio in it. So for the 7 hours, it's very likely that we would have information is presented pictorially on a slide, and this pre-recorded audio goes on it. So by the time somebody walks in it on the 17th of September, that basic presentation, both audio and images, will be in digital form. And because it's in digital form, T-Theory Foundation will have a special website in which it is available in either a web browser HTML5 format, which can handle the video, the audio and the charts, or in PDF format. And so when the people, the attendees come in, they will see the presentation. Okay, there will be places where you can stop and you can ask questions. And I'll have a digital microphone which we can record up to 10 or 20 hours of. And you, the attendees, you can ask a question. I will repeat the question and then I will give the answer. You also have some small amount of business cards which you can take. And all you have to do is write the question down, put your first name on it so we know what it is. One question per card, and we will collect those. When you come to the boss's party and you get the presentation and you get the link to this, it means that you don't have to have notes because you can go home and look on a computer and you can read the whole thing over as it was done, but not including the questions and answers. That comes later. Okay, but you don't have to sit there and take notes. You just think about what we're saying, and if you got a question, we'll capture the question, and you'll be all set. After the presentation, Parker and I will spend 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever it takes, to take the questions, and we will insert new material in the form of slides and audios to build up the final presentation to the point that the and then we notify you by email that is your copy of the seminar. You have the code to it. Nobody else gets it for some long period of time. And if you have any other questions, you can send it in. So we try to try to do is present the material which way in a way that you could just sit back and look at it, but you can always repeat it by going back to the present. It's a digital presentation that will be held later on, and if you forgot to ask a question. Now, the seminar, as you see, is broken down into the main section is on a Saturday with a spillover, which is probably going to be a lot of technical stuff. And I expect that Parker will be doing a lot on the money flow tees at that time on Saturday. If you can't stay till Sunday, you're there on Saturday and you pull out so you want to stay overnight or something like that. You don't have to worry about that because you'll have the address of the site which will contain the Saturday presentation. So you'll have to attend the seminar in order to get the whole presentation because we won't release it anymore. But you don't have to stay for Saturday because of the problem. If you get home and you've got a question about you weren't there for the Saturday, but you email Paul a question, it will stick that in too. At some point by the end of October, that the whole thing is sealed off and that is put into the T3 Foundation's archives it's constantly accessible, but it's not to be sold. Part of that is that that's not going to be accessible to anybody else. What is going to become accessible are tutorials based on, you will be able to get the money flow indication probably by year end or whenever we have to do something with it. And it won't be an inconvenience to you, but that's probably going to be priced in the $100 or less type of thing, and that goes to support the foundation. But we're not selling the seminar per se. It's the tutorial that will be on it, and that would probably be built upon what we did at the seminar. Maybe some other stuff would be added on. It'd be more of a moderate price. So you have to consider all of that stuff. The money flow tees are very important, and I just give you a Parker chance to chime in on this one after talking about it. I came up in the business where when we started our management business a long time ago, we didn't believe in common stocks. We believed in the standard mutual funds that you could buy at 4 o'clock, and so you could trade it in increments of a day, as superior to the stock market as individual stocks. But what's happening now is the ETF business is taking over. In the later chart here, TLT, which is an exchange-traded fund, is a very competently managed fund, which is more flexible. Sometimes you just want to do something because you can see something coming, and you have to have that flexibility. It's a little more complicated to deal with, but there's nothing wrong with them as long as you evaluate the fund to find out how things are going on. I would say that the other topics that I'm going to talk about is the in copper, and that also can be achieved with an ETF, or it can be done with a stockmarketcharts.com. But let me turn this over now to Parker, and he can discuss what's important about the topic that's going to be coming in the money flow area. I'll let him now take time to what he wants to talk about. Go ahead, Parker.
Well, we'll be discussing the money flow tees at the seminar and some new applications on how to use them. It's been my experience that they can be very helpful. Now, they're not foolproof, and they can be inaccurate at times as well. But if you've been following our work, you know that we pegged the top in gold in December, and then we tagged the top in the stock market in mid-February with the money flow tees. So they've been of good value.
Okay. Now, one other thing that I would add that's very important from my perspective is that T-theory generally deals with tops only, and so we're vulnerable on the downside. But money flow tees have shown an ability to go into projection of bottoms, and very often that time projection coupled with the analysis that we would normally do to find the bottom is the it helps you zero in to the fact, because bottoms, sometimes they're not V-shaped, they're kind of saucer bottoms, and you have to gradually find that out, and Parker will show you how you do some of that stuff, but it does give you a timing tool for handling the bottom phases, which is generally lacking in T-theory. Okay, so I think that what we've done here is, I think we've done enough as far as, in another month I'll talk about some other aspects of the seminar, but if you get the idea that you're going to, these are what the topics are going to be, when you leave, you're going to get a digital recording of the, effectively it's a digital recording of the bottom zone, and then about 3 weeks after, all the questions and answers that were additional to that will be incorporated, and then it's yours, and it's your, you always have access to that, We don't plan to sell it maybe a year later we might for some other purpose, but it's not going to be available that way. Instead, what we're going to do is start going into the long-term function. You may remember I used to do tutorials, then I didn't do tutorials. Well, the tutorials are not going to start coming out. They'll be modestly priced, and they'll be focused onto one area, so that, because you don't have to buy the whole package unless you're particularly interested in that. Okay, we're going to wind up and close off this first audio, which is audio A, and then we'll be back after a break, and we're going to go down through the charts, and we'll be right back. Bye-bye.